They rode the current for maybe half an hour, letting it lead them away from the castle and getting their breath back. Then, slowly, limbs not wanting to work, they dragged themselves from the water. The sun shone bright as they lay on the bank, warm on their wet skin. Guy lay back with his bare feet stretched out in front of him. He might even have fallen asleep.
"We need to get moving," said Robin. "Find something to eat, find you some shoes."
"What's the rush?" said Guy, though he was ravenously hungry.
"We need to get back to Nottingham," said Robin sternly. "Warn them about the army Isabella's bought herself." Guy sat up.
"All right," he said. "But food and shoes first."
"Yeah," said Robin, getting to his feet. "But it might take a while. I've no idea where we are."
They walked for a long time through the forest, going carefully because of Guy's bare feet. The sunlight dappled through the canopy of leaves above them, but they were cold and tired, their clothes still wet from the river. Guy felt himself shaking with fatigue. They just had to keep on going. Eventually, they found a clearing, the trees cut back from the carriageway so there was no cover for highwaymen. Robin didn't know which way to take, so they continued to head away from the river. Deep lines had been cut in the road by years of heavy carriages and carts. They walked side by side, each in one of the cut furrows. Guy's feet were sore and blistered, but he had too much pride to complain.
"Someone's come this way in the last hour," said Robin,
pointing at the tracks in the mud ahead of him. There were marks of horseshoes, a single horse.
"Going at speed," said Guy. "The marks are so spaced apart."
"We might be on the mail route," said Robin. "So there'll be a post house up ahead."
The thought put a spur in their step. They continued on, following the road through the forest. The sun sat high in the air, warming them, burning their cheeks. It could only have been midday or early afternoon, but Guy felt the full body exhaustion of a full day's toil. At last, they emerged from the forest and looked out over the gentle slopes and farmland. A large two-story building guarded the road where it entered the forest. Delicious smells curled from the windows as Guy and Robin hobbled towards it. Robin fished in his pockets.
"Have you got any money?"
he asked Guy. Guy searched in his own pockets.
"Nothing for a meal," he said.
Robin nodded.
"All right,"
he said, his eyes twinkling with mischief.
"We pop round the back, see what we can take."
"I thought you gave," said Guy disapprovingly. "Isn't that your thing?"
"Needs must," said Robin. "And we'll be back to pay our debt."
Guy followed Robin as they snuck around the side of the house. He glanced through a window into a long room, tables jostling in the space in front of a bar. It was an alehouse. He could almost taste the beer in his parched, exhausted mouth. They made their way to the back door. Robin paused, just out of sight of the doorway, listening. Guy could hear nothing from inside. He glanced round. In the open space, washing hung from the line. There were at least two women and a man in residence, judging by the washing. An axe sat beside a large stack of freshly chopped logs. An active, capable man, Guy supposed. They ventured into the building. The carpet felt odd under Guy's blistered, bare feet. He could smell something tantalizing up ahead. Meat cooking over a fire. He yearned for something, anything to eat. But this smelled like a feast.
"Okay,"
whispered Robin, turning back to Guy.
"We don't let them know that we're here, so..."
The words died in his throat. He'd lived for years on his wits in the forest, honing his instincts and his ears. And he heard, before Guy did, the person coming towards them down the passageway. Guy was ready to run, but Robin stood his ground. He raised himself up to his full height, arms out, showing he had no weapons. And a woman stepped into the room. Her thick, dark hair was tied up behind her head, exposing a round face like a barn owl with high and rounded cheekbones. There was flour and stains down her simple dress where she'd been working. She gave a start when she saw the two ragged men in her house. And then her eyes twinkled in recognition. Said Robin.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
The woman smiled a crooked smile.
Robin of Loxley, she said. You have always had the nicest manners.